This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of two new compact discs that feature the French conductor Pierre Boulez. Throughout his career, Boulez has embraced and promoted the modern repertoire, sometimes to the dismay of more romantically inclined audiences. On these recordings, he conducts Bartok and Stravinsky.
As conductor, composer, and writer, Pierre Boulez has developed a forbidding reputation for technical precision, intellectual incisiveness, and emotional detachment. He appeared once on The Tonight Show and demonstrated his perfect pitch by correctly identifying any note played at random. A cool character. How could any other kind be interested in the cold abstractions of 20th century music? I think people who believe this have never heard or at least never listened to a Boulez performance. Of course, the textures are always prismatically, scientifically clear. On a Boulez recording, you can hear everything. And if you've ever heard him conduct in person, you know it's not just the recording engineers who are doing the clarifying. What isn't there are the excesses, the exhibitionism, the melodramatic revving up you hear from so many conductors who think you have to be heavy to be deep. Boulez doesn't need to inflate because he's right there with the composer, carefully observing, following, and empathizing with every nuance of a score. Technically, this comes out in the process of balancing, the kind of analytic approach that makes sure no instrument is drowning out or blending too much with another, and in the process of phrasing, which is a more subtle matter of rhythmic continuity. In a Boulez performance, you don't just hear notes, but urgent, unstoppable waves of music. Naturally, this approach is especially useful for new music, or music we don't get to hear very often. But a Boulez performance of a work like the Beethoven Fifth Symphony will also sound like something you're hearing for the first time. From large-scale Mahler and Wagner to delicate Mozart serenades and early Schubert symphonies, which he's never recorded, his versions are among the most moving, affectionate, and unpretentious I've ever heard. Last week, I talked about his new Schoenberg record on RCA. But I'd also like to call your attention to two new CBS Masterworks compact discs that include several of his greatest recordings from the 70s. One has his exuberantly colorful and touching performance of Stravinsky's Petrushka with the New York Philharmonic when it was still a great ensemble. The late Paul Jacobs is at the piano. And an overwhelming Rite of Spring with the Cleveland Orchestra, which still is a great ensemble. The other has Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, also with the Philharmonic, and his music for strings, percussion, and celesta with the BBC Symphony. The Stravinskys are the most vivid recordings of these masterpieces after Stravinsky's own, and technically even more authoritative. The Bartoks are on a completely different level from any other performances I've heard, sweeping, yet delicate, and totally mesmerizing.
Thank you.
That was part of the interrupted intermezzo from Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Boulez. The interruption was that jaunty little clarinet theme from The Merry Widow. Shostakovich quoted it in his Leningrad Symphony, which Bartók heard on the radio, couldn't stand, and immediately had to use. The CDs are in splendid sound, and of course provide the advantage of not having to interrupt the music by turning the record over. With both Stravinsky's and both Bartók's paired on single discs, they're also phenomenal bargains.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.